How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 6 of Preparation for Resurrection. Today's title is The Lies from Satan. C.S. Lewis said, "Readers are advised to remember, the devil is a liar." Our text today is Genesis 3, 1 through 5. "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.'" The following scriptures remind us that the devil is a liar and a deceiver. John 8:44. "You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." Revelation 12:9. "And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." Satan lies 100% of the time. He never tells the truth. As soon as he puts a thought in your head, a temptation in your heart, know immediately that his words are untrue. One way Satan deceived Eve was by getting her to doubt God's word. Notice the phrase in verse 1 from Satan, "Did God actually say?" Anytime you start questioning God's word, you will be tempted to disobey his will. When Eve quotes God's word back to Satan, the devil still lies to her. He suggests, "You will not surely die." Then he acts like he knows what God knows and desires. Satan loves to twist God's word and cause you to think that God is withholding something from you. Satan tried the same tactic with Jesus in Matthew 4:1-11, but was not successful like he was with Eve. The main thing Satan attempts to do is to suggest that God doesn't really love her. In fact, there's a subtle yet clear strategy seen in what Satan doesn't say. Remember, yesterday we discussed the phrase, "the Lord God," and we said that this double title emphasizes that God is personal and powerful. The Lord God occurs 11 times in 22 verses of Genesis 1. We see the phrase again in Genesis 3:1. Notice how Satan refers to God both times in verses 1 and 3. He omits the title, Lord. And when he does, notice that Eve omits it also in her response. I believe that Satan does not want anyone to know that God loves them in a personal way. If Satan can make people feel as if God is impersonal, then he can tempt them into believing that God doesn't care about them. Satan only calls God Elohim. The devil does not care if you know that God is powerful. He just doesn't want you to submit to God's plan. Don't let Satan lie to you and cause you to question Yahweh God's love for you personally. Don't let the devil downplay God's desire for a relationship with you. God loves you greatly, And his commands occur because of his great desire for you to know and follow him. Never forget that Satan is full of lies. Remember that Jesus is the truth, and that following him will set you free. Here are some questions to consider. What subtle ways does Satan lie to you about God? Why is faith in God's love so important in your personal relationship with him? How can your conviction in the truth of God's word help your awareness of Satan's strategies? Thanks for joining us. Have a blessed day.